You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
People of Earth, attention. This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Doctor, what is this sound you make?
It's refreshing, bold, exciting, hip.
I was going to say excruciating.
Igor, my simple-minded humpback and friend, what do you know of jazz?
Nothing in particular, sir.
Well, then, if you know so little about what you're criticizing, please, oh please, stop offering your opinions.
Yes, master.
But if you must know, I'm brushing up on my Casio. I thought after the show tonight, I would treat everyone to a piece I wrote for my college jazz band.
A band? What were you called?
The Swinging Proctologists!
Oh, what a gas!
Yep, those were the days! Oh, take a note from me.
My children of the fright, relive the nightmares of your screams, where the absurd becomes reality, and the horror becomes the norm, and all is produced by schmutzy filmmakers. Schlock Audio Theater, leave!
Hello, everyone. Hello. I'm glad you could tune in tonight. For your schlock movie enjoyment, we bring you a dread-inducing ghostly tale of fatal attraction and strife after death. This little shocker concerns a gifted jazz pianist who finds himself with one love too many. It's aptly entitled Tormented. The screenplay is from George Worthington Yates, the same deranged hack who gave you cinematic nightmares with Attack of the Puppet People, Earth versus the Flying Saucers, and Them, that wonderful atomic thriller about giant ants devouring the world. Well, sit back and prepare to be entertained, thrilled, chilled, and of course, tormented! Bigor, roll it! On a small resort island off the coast of New England, jazz musician extraordinaire Tom Stewart secretly meets his ex-girlfriend on the lookout deck atop an abandoned and crumbling lighthouse.
I've never been in a lighthouse, Tom. Ooh, how marvelous. What a view, Tom. The moon, the water crashing against the rocks below, the beach, The air. Do you bring that little tramp of yours up here? She's almost young enough to be your daughter. What's the matter, Tom? A torch singer ain't good enough for you anymore.
Never mind that. What about my letters?
Oh, I've kept them all. They mean a lot to me. I wonder what they would mean to Meg if I showed them to her. Or what if I took them to a lawyer? What would that do to your big-shot jazz career then, huh? Tom, the way you're looking at me, you look as if you could kill me with your bare hands.
Now you get this straight, Vi. It's over. I'm going to marry Meg.
No. You're the one that needs to get it straight, Tom. I won't let you go. Not now. Not ever. So you might as well.
Rail's giving way. Look out, Vi.
Vi falls, but manages to clutch onto another portion of the rail and dangles precariously in the air.
Oh, what to do, what to do. Save her and ruin my marriage plans, or let her fall and live happily ever after. Oh, decisions, decisions.
I'll never let you go, Tom. Never.
Guess she'll just have to die. Ta-ta, dear.
Tom!
The next morning, Tom scans the ocean horizon with a pair of binoculars.
Waves, waves. Oh, a giant shark eating a boat. Waves, waves. Alien ships arising from the water. Waves, waves. Ooh, 50 Cubans swimming north. Waves, waves. Nope, nothing unusual. Wait. Vi's body floating just offshore.
Tom does a 3-point double back flip off the rock and retrieves the body.
Vi, Vi, you're dead. And turning into seaweed. A massive pile of black plastic seaweed. Vi, where did you go? What happened to you?
What you doing with that nasty old seaweed?
Sandy, dear. Run along, honey. I'm busy right now.
Don't you like me anymore, Tom?
Well, of course, honey. I love you. I'm just... Well, just go play, Sandy.
Why didn't you come to the barbecue last night, huh? Mom missed you.
What? Oh, the barbecue. Damn it!
Tom, you said a naughty.
Sandy, honey, I just forgot. I'll make it up to your mama later. Now be a good girl and run along.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry to have disturbed you and your precious seaweed. Oh yeah, almost forgot. Meg sent me to find you. The wedding invitations came today. She wants you to look at them before you send them out. Only a week till the big day, you know. Hey, what's this sparkly thing in the sand? Look at this, Tom. A woman's watch. It says V.I. on the back. What's V.I. mean? Doesn't V.I. mean six?
Oh, it should be 666. Let me see that. I better hold on to this. Someone may come looking for it.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. Bye, Tom. I gotta go home now.
I'll see you later, honey. I've got to take it easy. I didn't find any body. It's just a clump of seaweed. What's wrong with me? Is it my conscience? But why would my conscience hurt? I didn't kill Vi. I didn't help her either, but it was her own fault she fell. Well, I'll just slow down on the coffee. That'll take care of my hallucinations. I better go back to the lighthouse and bend that rail back.
Thank you.
Nobody'll notice that. It's almost like it was... That's not possible. The metal is bending back by itself. Bye. Is that you? Leave me alone, damn it, you hear me?
Tom? What are you doing up here?
Meg! Thank God it's only you. For a second I thought...
You thought what? That I was your other girlfriend? What are you doing in this old lighthouse anyways? I thought I heard you whispering to someone.
Exercising my fingers, dear. I'm just a bit nervous about that Carnegie Hall concert next month. What if I'm not good enough?
Oh, Tom, you're brilliant. You're the greatest jazz pianist ever. Come here, darling.
Oh, I love you so much, Meg. I've never loved anyone like this before.
Tom, do you smell that? It's perfume. Oh, it's so strong. And now the breeze is frigid.
Perfume? No, I don't smell anything. Nope.
You didn't come to the barbecue last night, and now you're on top of a lighthouse talking to yourself, and all around you is the smell of a woman's perfume. And it suddenly dropped 25 degrees in the last 15 seconds. Aha! I know what's going on.
You do?
Nope, just teasing, hon. I'm as stupid as a rock.
That's why I love you, dear.
You know, I haven't really liked it up here since the light stopped working. That lamp looks like a giant, unblinking eyeball staring at our every move.
Come on, let's get out of this place.
Right behind you, love. And then I totally forgot to run by the tailor's and pick up Daddy's suit. Weddings are so much work, Tom. I'll be glad when it's finally over and we're married. Won't you, dear?
Oh, absolutely.
Kiss me, Tom.
While they kiss, Tom keeps one eye open to survey the beach and discovers...
Bare footprints in the sand beside ours. Look!
What are you talking about, Tom? What footprints? Where?
Oh, the tide just washed them away. Let's elope. I can't stay here. I've got to get away. Come with me. We'll go back to the mainland and get married tonight.
What? Don't be silly, dear. We can't stand up our family and friends
well,
like
I
that.
Well, I can't stay here. I've got to go, Meg. I've got to get far away from here for a while.
But what about the wedding?
What about it?
Well, if you go, there won't be one.
Meg! Hey, Meg, come back!
Behind Tom, the delicate footprints of his burned lover appear once more in the sand. Later that evening, as a very unhappy-looking Tom Stewart practices in his living room, the record player across the room starts by itself.
Surge.
Tom takes Vi's record off the turntable and resumes his rehearsal.
Damn it! It's not even on the player. Leave me alone, Vi. Go haunt someone else. You know what I think? I think your records are pathetic! Who is it?
It's Miss Ellis, Tom, your blind real estate agent. I've come to bring you some flowers and sage words of wisdom.
Okay, come on in. Now, those are lovely red roses. Thank you.
They're yellow tulips, silly.
But they look and smell like roses.
Oh, my flowers do. Strange, isn't it? Now about my sage advice.
yes. Here, sit down. No, that's the coffee table. Three steps over. That's right, the couch. Right there. There you go.
You sound upset, Tom. What's the matter?
I'm imagining things. I hear voices.
Could be schizophrenia.
And see apparitions.
Could be too much booze.
Of dead people.
Could be ghosts.
Ghosts, yes. Do you believe in ghosts?
No, but I could tell you a few spook stories.
Skip it.
Tom, you're running from something. You need to face it to advance the plot a bit. If it turns out to be nothing, then you have nothing to run from.
Yeah, okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Great talking to you, then. I'll walk you to the door. Good night, now. Watch your step there.
Good night. Ah! I'm okay. Happens all the time.
Later that night, Tom tosses fitfully in his sleep as cheaply superimposed visions of his former sugar plum dance in his head.
Tom!
Tom!
Tom, save me, Tom. I'm falling. I love you, Tom. I need your love.
Help me up.
Shut up!
I can't hold
Shut
on.
Up! You're dead! You don't exist anymore, for God's sake, shut up! A dream. A miserable dream. Wait, where's that damn light coming from? It's so bright. What the devil? Oh, that's impossible. The lighthouse beam doesn't work anymore. That's it. I'm going to settle this once and for all. Vi, I've come to a decision. I'm marrying Meg, so take that. And you're right. She is young enough to be my daughter, and I'm loving every minute of it. So take that, too.
I'll never let you go, Tom. Never. We'll see whose love lasts the longest.
Hey, Sandy. I didn't hear you come in. Come on over here to the piano and sit down with me.
Mrs. Ellis said you wanted to talk to me, and she gave me this rose.
Well, that's a bunch of green seagrass, Sandy.
I know, but she said it was a rose.
Yes, well, anyway, I want you to speak to Meg for me. Tell her I'm sorry about how I acted yesterday. Tell her I want to make up.
Okay. She says she wants to make up, too. Grown-ups. I don't understand them. All the yucky stuff. Say, Tom, do you have the rings yet? Can I see them?
I sure do. Take a look, Sandy.
Wow. Those are beautiful. Meg's gonna have a fit when she sees them. Can I try a ring on, Tom? Can I, huh?
Now, you're a little young to be trying on wedding rings. Now, I'd love to visit some more, but I've got to keep practicing for my next concert. Be good for Tom and run along, okay?
Okay, bye.
Wait, honey. Bring back the ring.
I don't have it. It's in the box on top of the piano.
Suddenly, Vi's disembodied hand sporting Meg's wedding ring appears in front of Tom's face. Tom grabs the air like a monkey begging for a peanut.
What's the matter with you, Tom?
Don't you see it? Don't you see it?
See what? I don't see anything. Maybe your ring fell underneath the piano. I'll take a look. Here, ring.
Tom watches with growing fear as Spy's hand drops to the floor and crawls towards Sandy.
Oh! Get away! Get away from her!
What are you stomping on, Tom? That's no way to kill roaches.
You can't see that?
You're getting scary, Tom. I gotta go. Bye.
Vi, you give me back my ring. I mean it, Vi. Vi!
That night, at the home of Meg's parents.
Hello, everyone.
Tom, Meg, come in.
Well, hello, Eileen.
Oh, good to see you, Tom.
Well, hello, Mrs. Ellis. What are you doing here?
What every blind real estate woman does, delivering more flowers. Beautiful roses, aren't they?
Yes, yellow dandelion roses. Great.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, cutie.
Say, what's all this stuff?
Wedding presents, dear. You and Tom have lots and lots of well-wishers.
Yeah, what are you going to do with four toasters anyhow?
Well, we'll think of something.
Unnoticed by the happy family-to-be, a set of bare footprints appears in the carpet that walks quickly through the house.
Mercy me, that was a cold blast of wind. Sandy, dear, close the patio doors, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, my dress came in this afternoon. Would you like to see it?
Well, sure.
It's in Mom's room. I'll go get it.
Do you smell that, Mrs. Ellis? Your dandelions, roses, smell like arpège.
That's not my roses. You guys always leave me in the dark.
It's Meg's wedding dress.
It's soaking wet and covered in black plastic seaweed.
Oh, roses! Hello, Tom. It's just me. I brought you...
some flowers?
Silly, I brought you a jar of...
Oh, Tabasco!
No, it's honey, silly.
But the jar says... Never mind. What can I do for you?
Heart to heart. I know you're upset over Meg's wedding dress, but there has to be a logical explanation.
Oh, there's an explanation, all right.
What do you mean?
I met an old flame of mine at the lighthouse. I was upset that I was marrying Meg. We quarreled and then she fell... abruptly left and went back to the mainland.
Well, there you see. Perhaps she didn't go back at all. She might still be on the island trying to get back at you for marrying Meg.
Listen, don't tell Meg about this. She's upset enough as it is.
Don't worry, Tom. I have a special insight on love. Enjoy your honey.
A little later in the day.
Hey, who are you? You can't just barge into my house.
Hey, it's cool, Dad. I don't want to disinvolve your bird-watching gig or whatever you're doing with those spy glasses.
What do you want?
Easy, Dad. I'm just here to collect the bread. Hey, groovy pad, man. I can totally dig it.
Speak English.
Be cool, Dad. See, I just brought a real hot little number over here the other night. She said she didn't have any cabbage on her, but her main squeeze, a Tom Stewart, the famous jazz pianist, that would be you, Dad, would be happy to pick up the tab. So that's five for bringing her over and five for the wait. Lay it on me and I'll be gone, man.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Don't sweat it, Dad. I only want what your Bahama mama owes me.
Get out now.
Flip the coin, man, or I'll just groove here on your couch until I get the bread.
I don't know what arrangement you had with whom, but it's worth $10 to get rid of you. Here, take the money and leave. I'm late for my wedding rehearsal.
Easy, Dad. A little bread makes all your troubles go away, see? Relax, dig it? Squares get so pent up, man. Ciao, baby.
Later that night, at the wedding rehearsal.
Yeah, I need to talk to the jazz man himself.
Oh, excuse me, everyone.
Hey, Dad. Caught you practicing the hitch trip, huh?
Let's step outside. What are you doing here? I gave you your money. What do you want now?
Well, funny thing, Dad. Since I talked to you a couple of hours ago, I've been all over this island, and you know what? Nobody's seen or heard from Vivacious Vi.
So?
Funny, ain't it, Dad? The only man she mentioned to me was you.
So?
And now you're rehearsing the hitching with that teenage beach babe.
Just what are you driving at, buddy?
Let's put it this way, Daddy-o. I ain't one to ignore the obvious. You're hiding something, and I know something. And since you got the flash, how about giving me more cash?
Meaning?
You've got a secret to pay for. We're about to undergo what the business suits call renegotiations. But don't worry about that just now. I know you're busy. I'll catch you later, and we'll wrap.
Later that evening, Tom and Meg throw a big party for friends and relatives. Tom plays jazz piano to entertain his feasting guests. While smiling at the twisting scenario, Tom's attention is riveted to little Sandy.
Holy Toledo. Sandy's wearing Vi's watch. I've got to find a way to get over there and take it from her.
Oh, play some more, Tom.
Well, I was just,
I want to show you off. Now, come on, play.
Oh, I need a drink.
Oh, I'll get it for you, dear. You play.
Well, smile, lovebirds.
Fred, you caught me with my eyes closed and my mouth open.
It's a Polaroid. Take a look, Tom.
Thanks, Fred.
As the picture develops in Tom's hand, we see Vi's face cheaply superimposed beside Tom and Meg's.
Oh, my God!
Let me see it, Tom. It can't be that bad.
No, no. No, you can't see it.
But why? It's just a picture.
It's more than that. Much more.
You're not making any sense, Tom.
It's Vi, damn it. It's Vi.
Another woman?
No, no, you don't need to be jealous of her. She's dead.
Dead?
To me, I mean. She doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, well then why are you so upset?
She's haunting me. Her voice is in my head. Her hand crawls across my carpet. Her face is in this picture.
Let me see the picture, Tom.
Here, see? She's the badly superimposed head floating right beside us.
Tom, there's nobody in this picture but us.
She's not. She's not.
You silly goose.
But now I've spilled the beans about Vi.
Honey, I'm as dumb as roadkill. I won't ask a lot of intrusive questions about this Vi. Come on, let's enjoy our party.
Well, that's why I love you, dear.
The next day, as Tom rehearses again.
Tom. Tom. Tom!
Where are you, Vi?
I'm over here.
Where? I don't see. Your disembodied head floats in the air.
Watch me do a circle. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Stop it, stop it. I'm getting vertigo. What do you want? What do you want?
I want you, Tom.
You can't have me. I'm marrying Meg, and there's no room in our lives for ghosts.
I'm going to stop you, Tom. Nobody will have you but me.
You're crazy. You're just a floating head with a big mouth and cheap red lipstick.
That's right, Tom. And I'm going to use it to scream to the world. Tom Stewart killed me. Tom Stewart killed me.
Shut up. Shut up, I tell you.
Tom Stewart killed me. Tom Stewart killed me.
Come here, you.
Tom Stewart killed
me. When I catch you.
Tom Stewart killed me.
You
Tom Stewart killed me. Hey! Ouch!
Tom snags a not-so-clever-looking mannequin head with the wrong hair color.
I've got you now, Vi. I've got you now. And I'm taking you straight outside to the dumpster. No, stop that. Stop wiggling your ears. Close your mouth.
Dad, why are you going in such a hurry? You dropped your towel. Hey, Hey, what's this gig?
Nothing. Leave it alone. Don't pick it up. Don't.
It's just some black plastic seaweed in a bowl, Dad. What's to be so jumpy about? Now look, amigo, I'm here to settle up.
We can't talk here. Meg's going to happen along any minute. Say, I know. Let's go up in the old lighthouse and rap there, man.
You know, Dad, I think you're finally starting to dig me.
Okay, let's have it. How much is the blackmail?
Easy, Dad. I'd rather we thought of it as a business deal. Anyways, I'm thinking 5,000 clams.
5,000?
5,000 will make me disappear, just like your former chicken trick. And don't pretend you don't have it, Dad. You're more loaded than a Kerouac weekend.
Tom.
Bye.
He can't be trusted, Tom. You're gonna have to kill him.
No, I won't do it.
Okay, Dad, I tried to play it straight with you. But if you ain't gonna go along with me...
I wasn't talking to you.
It's easy, Tom. There's a pipe behind you. Pick it up.
No, I can't.
Look, I ain't got time for you to be fruited, Dad. Yes or no? What's it going to be?
Yes. No.
Hit him.
Yes. No. Yes. No.
Kill him.
No.
Fine, Dad. We'll just see what that chick you're about to splice has to say about all of this.
Wait.
You change your mind, Dad?
Yes.
Oh, that a boy, Tom.
I'll have to hide his body and dispose of it later.
Tom, what have you done?
The wedding day arrives. A glum Tom Stewart is surprised by an even more troubled Sandy.
Tom, what would you do if you knew a friend did something really bad? Would you keep it a secret or tell?
Well, friends have to stick together, Sandy. But I guess it depends on how bad is. Did one of your friends do something bad?
Yeah.
Did this person cheat on a test, break a knick-knack, or steal some bubble gum from the drugstore?
No. This is more like murder. I saw you kill that man, Tom. I know what you've done.
In that case, friends definitely keep their mouths shut for their own safety.
But, Tom, I don't know
I thought you were my best friend, Sandy.
But, Tom, I...
Sandy... You say anything, and everyone will blame you for ruining their lives.
Gosh, I hate adult guilt trips.
To witness the union of Tom Stewart to Meg Hubbard. Marriage is a sacred covenant between man and woman, and is not to be entered lightly. Therefore, at this time, should anyone have an objection, please let him or her state it now.
Tom, you're mine, and no one else will ever have you but me.
Look, all of the fake flowers are dying.
Wilting away in a jerky time-lapse photography sort of way.
Boy, that's not all.
My bouquet has turned into...
rubbery plastic seaweed!
Everyone, run!
Oh! Run!
After the wedding debacle, a defeated Tom trudges to the top of the lighthouse.
Bye. Vi, can you hear me? You'll be pleased to know that you've won. You've won, Vi. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to run out on Meg when I leave here. I don't know where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do, but I can't stay here. Vi?
No, Tom, it's me. Why'd you do it, Tom? Why'd you have to kill those people?
I did some really stupid things, Sandy. Grown-ups make mistakes sometimes. Why'd you have to see me do it? Why? Why?
Get a grip, Drama King. I'm not gonna tell.
How can I be sure? One slip of your tongue, and they'd put me in the gas chamber or fry me like a corn dog.
Oh, stick to the script.
Easy, you little scene stealer. I can't take that chance. Hey, I know. Come out here on the ledge and let's look down on the ocean and the rocks. You wanna? I'll show you where I let old Vi plummet to her death. How'd that be?
Well, I don't know, Tom. You're kind of freaking me out.
Well, nonsense. Come on out here.
I'm scared, Tom. I want to go home.
Does anyone know you're up here?
No.
Well, come on out here to this broken ledge. I want to show you something.
You're crazy, Tom.
Tom, stop hitting on the kids.
She knows everything. She could ruin me.
You were ruined a long time ago, baby. Time to come to Mama.
Stay away. Get back.
Tom, you're too close to the edge. Watch out.
You're mine forever.
Those mushy Stalker Beyond the Grave movies get me every time. I definitely need to lighten the mood a bit. To that end, I'd like to entertain you on your way out.
And the one, and the two, and the three.
Later that night, Meg, Sandy, and Mrs. Ellis gather on the beach to mourn the loss of Tom.
Spray on my face.
It's because you're facing the wrong direction, Mrs. Ellis.
Oh.
Oh, Tom, look. Our bodies are washing in together with the tide, and you're holding on to me.
Yeah, look. I've got my hands around your throat.
Oh, we're going to be so happy together from now on, Tom. It's just you and me forever and ever.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure of that. Look who just woke up.
Whoa, Daddy. I've got the mother of all headaches. You killed me, man. You like gave me a one-way ticket to the afterlife. I'm a ghost. Freaky, man. Freaky.
Why don't you go look for the light at the end of the tunnel, Nick?
Righteous idea, Pop. Yeah, man, I heard about those tunnels. Oh, dude. There's Buddy Holly and James Dean. Hey, Buddy. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, you guys over here.
Oh, baby. You know what I like.
Do they have pianos in the afterlife, Vi?
We don't need pianos to make beautiful music here, darling. Come with me and I'll show you what I mean.
Do not adjust your sets. You're tuned to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow on Mutual is Thursday Thrillers, our roundup of action, adventure, mystery, crime drama, and thrillers, of course. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of diverse audio tales. Or find the Thursday Thrillers feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.